Hey, thanks so much for being here. It's the Mike Broomhead Show. And we want to talk about, we got to get to this. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is honoring a fallen deputy today and having a barbecue. And we want to get an update on the family. We want to get an update on the sheriff's office. So joining us now is the sheriff of Maricopa County, Paul Penzone. Sheriff, welcome back. How are things going with the agency? How are things going with the family of Deputy Ruiz?
You know, I think we're working through it. You know, it still has challenges. And I know the family is still in this state where it's just, it's devastating for them. But I would say the organization is doing what we do best, and that is understanding, I think I told you before, you know, we may be hurting, but we're not going to be broken. We're going to support the family, and that's why we're so proud to know that we have a couple of partners to help us out with this barbecue today to raise some money to, you know, the dollars don't replace his life, but it goes a long way to show the love, the care, support, and the willingness to sacrifice in a way to help the family during a difficult time.
I know you've attended far too many of these, and I have as well, you know, with Phoenix PD sometimes, but with the sheriff's office or any agency, the outpouring of support from other fellow law enforcement officers and first responders, but the community turning out, the family really does feel that connection.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, Mike, it's very somber, but for those who want to go and understand and get a feel for what it likes to be in a law enforcement family, these barbecues are a mix of the two. It is, as I said, you feel the pain of the loss, but you feel this, you know, this family energy. You feel part of something bigger than self, and you have a great appreciation when you just sit down and have a hamburger with, you know, a police officer, a deputy, whoever's attending, because there will be a lot of agencies there representing support for, you know, Deputy Ruiz. But for anybody, it's not hard to get to, you know, sit down, have a hamburger with somebody, get to know them as people and understand what it's like when we go through this, because you will feel the energy at its somber moment, but also at its appreciation for the relationship or the fraternity that is law enforcement.
Where is this happening?
It's right from our headquarters. We actually shut the street down. It's 550 West Jackson. And I'm thankful to, you know, the PPSLA, the Phoenix Police Sergeants and Lieutenants Association is one of our partners. Ugly Pools and ASCOPS have all contributed, all chipped in to help us pull this off today. All the money, all the proceeds will go directly to the Ruiz family. And there's something really significant. In front of our headquarters, there's a, you know, there's a statue of a horse. And he represents, it is the horseless, the riderless horses. It's a representation of the fallen,
right,
who have sacrificed in the law. So it's a memorial and it's a significant space. So it's a great place to go visit.
And if people don't have time during the day, they can just drive by and they can drive through and make a donation if they want to do it that way.
Yeah, if you can't hang out there, that's not a problem. You can just come by and make a contribution, or you can go on to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office Memorial Fund and you can make a donation online. But I would tell you, if you have the chance, because, you know, a lot of folks get to the funeral, but not everybody can attend. If you have a chance, just go out there and say thank you to a few people in uniform and let them know that you appreciate their work and that you're with them during this difficult time and the loss of Deputy Ruiz.
It is not lost on me that this is Police Week, and this is the week where Washington, D.C. honors fallen officers, deputies, troopers from across the country, and there is also somebody from Maricopa County being honored there this week.
There is. As a matter of fact, I am literally sitting about 100 yards away from the Washington Memorial right now. We had a candlelight vigil last night where Officer Jim Lee, his name was Jim, but he went by Jim Lee, who died in the line of duty a little over a year and a half ago with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. When he was assaulted by an inmate, he is being recognized. So we'll have events. His family's here with us also. We have quite a few representatives from the office. So we're here just to pay tribute to him. And I'll tell you what, it's been 2 years because of COVID since they've had this event. And Mike, if you're out there like we were last night, where they literally go state by state in alphabetical order and just say the names of every single officer, deputy who was killed in the line of duty. And it's just too many. It's too many lives lost, and it's not just officers. I know it's violent crime in general, but it's a significant event, and I'm just honored to be here to be with the family and to represent the sheriff's office.
Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you coming on today. I know that it's a crazy time there for you, but I appreciate the update. I'm going to try to get out there myself today to say thank you to some people, and I appreciate the update on this, and hopefully it's a big turnout, and the family can kind of feel that embrace.
No, I appreciate what you do for law enforcement every day, Mike. We know that, you know, you question things that need to be questioned, but you're always there to support us. You understand the challenges, and you're an extension of the law enforcement family. So thank you for all that you're doing. And to everybody out there, thank you for the outpouring of support for his family in many different ways. And, you know, the silent majority right now is not being so silent. They're being heard, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate that very much. That is Sheriff Paul Penzone, Maricopa County Sheriff, and he is in D.C. for Police Week. The barbecue today, 550 West Jackson, which you can't miss it. You know, it's such an easy thing to do, to be able to go out and just, you know, drop some money in a bucket. But he's right. If you've never attended one of these, the family atmosphere from the law enforcement community, to see law enforcement officers represented there from literally all over the state and sometimes other states that come to these events just to lend their support. And these are people that are volunteering their time to cook, and all of the money that's raised will go to the Reese family. And for the family to see the number of people that recognize the service is something that they will always remember. So please, if you're able today during your lunch hour, it's going on, I believe, until 6 p.m. If you want to do it after work, it really is a great event and something that we all can do to help the spirits of this family. So I'm going to try to get out there myself today for a little while, and I hope you can do it as well. I consider it a privilege to be able to go out and to be able to give a little bit of money to the family. It's not the money as much as it is what it represents and the thank you that everybody says, what can I do? There's going to be short-term and long-term needs for this family, and the last thing they should have to worry about is an expense. Let them grieve, and this is how we can help them grieve and show them that we're grieving with them. So not to get too dramatic about it, but these events are as beautiful as they are sad, and I hope that you're able to get out and do that today with the sheriff's office.